Hey, y'all. We're going to take a look today at Luke chapter 13 and a scene in a synagogue on a Sabbath day. So this starts in verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, "Woman, you are freed from your disability." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and she glorified God. But the ruler of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, said to the people, "There are 6 days in which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath day untie his ox or donkey from the manger and lead it away to water it? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" As he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the people rejoiced at all the glorious things that were done by him. So this scene is the last scene in the Gospel of Luke that takes place in a synagogue. So we might see it as sort of a summary of what Jesus was trying to accomplish in the synagogue or what he was up to in the synagogue. It also has to do primarily with the Sabbath and what the Sabbath is about. What is the purpose of the Sabbath? Remember, too, that this all comes in the context of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem to die on the cross. And it's very important to understand that Luke frames it with that discussion. And of course, all along the way, he has been calling people to a decision about him and to respond to him and saying that he came with the intent purpose of creating a crisis, creating a moment where people had to decide one way or another about who Jesus was and what that means. Let me draw out four things from this passage. First, the woman. This woman had been bent over, hunched, perhaps scoliosis, we don't know, but she has been in this position for 18 years. That's a very long time. And there's this sort of universal appreciation among the church fathers that see this woman's bent condition, this real historical woman, as a kind of a visible sign of the human race in general, that the whole human race, because of sin, has our gaze bent down and maybe even inward at our desires and at our lusts, and therefore we're closed off and not open to God. And so Jesus heals this very real woman, restores her body to the way it was meant to be. But there's this image of her as that is an image of what God wants to do to the whole human race, to turn humanity away from its self-absorption, to be open and to be able to see and behold and thank and worship God. And of course, that's what she does. And so I think it is a beautiful picture, not only of Jesus' ability to restore an individual, but it's an image of what God wants to do with all of us. And it's worth asking whether we go through our days kind of like this or kind of like this, with our hearts open and our minds open and our mouths open in praise to God. And then notice Jesus gets on to the hypocrisy of the president of the synagogue, but also of all the people. What is this hypocrisy about? Well, there's a couple things going on. One, I would just ask, you know, most of these synagogues were in small villages, small places. I would think that this guy knew this woman. Maybe he knew her all her life or all of his life. What had he done for her? How had he prayed for her? How hard does your heart have to be that when you see a woman who has been for 18 years kind of oppressed with this physical ailment, that you're not happy for her? But rather you're policing the norms. You're policing the boundaries for breaches of behavior. What kind of heart do you have that you have this sort of strident spirit of tattling instead of a great rejoicing that a daughter of Abraham, as Jesus puts it, has been restored and made whole? Of course, Jesus says, look, when it comes to your animals, you get it. when they need water on the Sabbath, you do what you have to do to get them water on the Sabbath. Why is it, Jesus says, that you can treat an animal well, but a fellow human being, you have to be waiting to catch them in a wrong rather than rejoicing in something good happening to them? That's the hypocrisy here. He says in other realms, you can do what is right. You can rejoice in something being made right. But when it comes to a human person, you're so concerned for your particular interpretation of rules that you can't rejoice in something good happening in her life. That's the hypocrisy. And then finally, or actually thirdly, this theme of Sabbath, and I think it's connected to this theme. So when we give an animal water or when we feed an animal, there's this sense of that's what ought to happen. That's what's normal and right. And Jesus says we have that instinct in all kinds of things. But he says, listen, you feed your animals, but look, I've loosed this woman from the bonds that Satan has put on her. And after all, that is what Sabbath is all about. Go back to the first Sabbath. What was it? The first Sabbath was Adam's first full day. And on the Sabbath day, there was no work, there was no utility, there was simply beholding and enjoying what God had made in its beauty, in its wholeness, in its harmony, celebrating it. And so Jesus has restored this woman, we might say, to a Sabbath condition, that she is restored to the way things ought to be. It's an image, it's a sign for us of new creation. And Jesus is trying to say, after all, that is what Sabbath is all about. It's not merely about the negative rules of don't work. It's about stop and behold the way things ought to be and the way God is restoring all things to the way they ought to be. It's a sign that we are meant to behold and enjoy. And it's meant to give us a vision for the way things were from the beginning or the way God intended things to be from the beginning. So I would suggest that in many of Jesus' Sabbath healings in synagogues, he is trying to say that the Sabbath is about bringing everything back to the way it ought to be. The Old Testament Hebrew word for this is shalom. And it means everything in its right place, in its right relation to everything else. Jesus has done it with this woman's body, and it's a sign that he wants to do that with every human individually, with every human corporately, and with all of creation in relationship to God. That's what the Sabbath is all about. Finally, a peculiar note in the text, which is in the prior verse, notice Jesus mentioned 18 people upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell, they were killed. And here it says that this woman was infirm for 18 years. And Jesus actually notes that. It's not told that that was common knowledge, but Jesus understood it. So this number 18 is mentioned three times within as many verses. 18 doesn't seem to have a lot of symbolic significance in Scripture like the numbers 7 or 12, but the fact that 18 is repeated in these two scenes suggests that we should read them together and see how they might interpret one another. And I want to make one simple suggestion about what might be going on here with the number 18. Those 18 people upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell and this woman who was infirm for 18 years had this in common. They did not have Jesus present with them. When Jesus comes to this woman at the end of or the fulfillment of these 18 years, he heals her. The point seems to be this: what keeps people from harm, what brings people to wholeness and restoration of the way things ought to be, it's being with Jesus. And of course, that's the invitation to discipleship. He invites us to be with him, and then he is going to progressively in our lives put everything in its right place so that he can ultimately put all things in their right place. And that's the beauty of where history is going. According to Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, in the end, God is going to sum up all things in Christ. It's a unique word that means putting everything in right relationship through Jesus to God the Father. So may we be followers of Jesus, and may he be at work in us, putting us right. And let that image of him putting us right be an invitation to his ultimate putting of everything right in the fulfillment of new creation. Amen.